Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino and very pleased to be sitting with two people that I'm going to have the opportunity to perform with on Block Island in just a couple weeks at the 59th annual Block Island Music Festival. It's been mostly barbershop quartets over the years, and this year we have a couple of barbershop quartets that will be going, mine and a quartet called Nantucket Sound, and the representative from Nantucket Sound is here, Sean Mulford, bass. Welcome, Sean.
Hello. How are you?
Great. Nice to have you back on the show. You were here one other time, right?
That's correct.
About a year and a half ago or so?
I would say so, a year and a half.
Representing the Narragansett Bay Chorus at
That's correct.
And Sean is the president of the chorus as well as the bass singer for Nantucket Sound. And this year, along with Nantucket Sound and my quartet, Trade Secret, we're having a very special guest. This is probably the most famous person to ever appear on Block Island because she has sung around the world. She's a singer, songwriter, pianist, and all-around good person. Shannon Corey is here. Welcome, Shannon.
Hi.
Nice to have you with us. And you also have been on Conducting Conversations before.
I have.
That's great. And it was just a few months back, and it was nice to listen to your music, which we're going to do some more of this evening in this program. But the interesting thing about this festival this year is that we do have Shannon appearing with us instead of just quartets, as it's been for the last several years. We have Shannon bring her style.
Yay.
And Shannon, a little bit about your background. At one point in time, you were on the, you did some singing with Stephen Stills of that famous group, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, right?
It was just the Stills solo tour, actually. He wasn't with all of them, but yeah, it was kind of an accident, and I jumped at the opportunity and landed the tour.
Also, not a very well-known female singer named Lady Gaga. You have some interest with that?
Oh my gosh, 2016, I opened at Rockwood Music Hall in New York City for her. I had the owner call me and say, hey, we've got this great girl that's going to play. I think she's just right on the edge of being famous, and we should have you open for her. And I was like, great. It was right before she became Lady Gaga, you know? And so I opened for her. She was really nice, and she was very complimentary, and then she became Lady Gaga.
Excellent. And lots of recordings out there as you've toured around and appeared in different parts of the world, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. And Sean, you appeared with... never mind. you've appeared with...
resume isn't near as exciting.
Not as exciting, but it will be. It will be because Nantucket Sound Quartet was able to enter their first competition this spring and became the novice champions of the area, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we were pretty excited.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. We're going to listen to all kinds of music tonight. We're going to start off with a song that you will hear on the island, which will be with Trade Secret and Shannon singing a song that's from the Broadway show Music Man. And Shannon, had you ever sung this before, or is this brand new to you?
It's brand new to me. It's a bit in the soprano-y range, and I'm more of a mezzo-alto, so I've taken this on with grace, but yeah. I know the song very well. I just saw the show, so it's a beautiful tune.
We'll give you an example of it. I had the good fortune of touring nationally with Music Man, and here's a recording we made of Light a Rose and Dream of Now.
Now here is my love song, not fancy or fine. Light a rose, oh, won't you be mine, be mine. Light a rose, I'm home again, rose, to get the sun back. and rose about a thousand kisses shy. Ding dong ding, I can hear the chapel bell chime. Ding dong ding, at the least suggestion I'll pop the question. Light a rose, I'm home again, Rose, without a sweetheart to my name. Light a rose, now everyone knows that I am hoping you're the same. So here is my love song,
no,
not fancy or fun. Light a rose, oh, won't you be mine? Light a rose, oh, light a rose, oh, light a rose.
Dream
light a rose, I'm home
now,
again, Rose, to get the sun back in the
of
sky.
Light a Rose, the opportunity you have to hear that on the program, which will be, we didn't give the date. It's going to be July 22nd on Saturday evening at the Harbor, no, not at the Harbor Baptist Church, at St. Andrew Catholic Church, which is, I guess, probably the largest building on the island. And it's on, is that on Chapel Street, I believe?
Correct.
And it's right near all the in-town spots like Aldo's and right near the National Hotel and the Surf and all that sort of stuff. All the great things that Block Island has to offer. And it's been there for the last few years. We appreciate Father Joe and the congregation at St. Andrew for letting us use that facility. And the show will start at 8 o'clock. Tickets are just $20, and they're going to be available at the Chamber of Commerce. And at the, well, we'll tell you more about that because we're going to have a special guest joining us in the second segment, and he has all of that information. So, Sean, let's get back to you. Nantucket Sound, a fairly new group, what, about a year and a half, 2 years old?
About a year.
About a year.
Yeah, just about a year.
And I mentioned that you went into your first contest and won the Novice Championship.
Yes,
just like
we
that.
Did. Yes, we did.
And songs that you might be singing on the island would include some well-known tunes.
Well, yeah, regional tunes. Old Cape Cod.
There you go.
So Long, Dearie. We're going to debut our performance of the song Danny Boy, featuring our tenor, Taylor Vogel, who just does a great job at it, and we're pretty excited about singing that song.
Excellent. All right. That's some of the songs you'll hear from Nantucket Sound, and we already mentioned Light a Rose that you'll hear from Trade Secret and Shannon. Let's get back to Shannon and play a song that you won't hear on the island,
nope.
Although Shannon will be singing quite a few songs, things like Embraceable You and Route 66 and so forth. But this is a song that you recorded when, Shannon? This first one we're going to listen to, Overdue.
Let's see. It was about 2009. 2010.
Okay. So when you were five?
When I was about four, actually.
Four, okay.
I was just barely four.
Barely four. All right.
No, I was living in New York City for about a decade or so in the 2000s after school, and I wrote all of my music there. And I think I recorded this in New Jersey, actually, with a friend of mine who was producing. It was kind of a makeshift throw the band together, go into a basement recording studio, but it actually came out really, really well.
All right, so let's listen to Overdue.
I watch you sleep in your black sheets with your green walls and the wet paint seeping through the holes of where again we started over. And the CDs in their cases look so pretty against the color. All the people I don't know and the credits start to scroll. And as I hold your hand and watch you sleep, you'll never know this moment. No, you'll never know this moment of nothing planned. An overdue retreat. Well, we're overdue, we're overdue, we're over. How could I never know? Never know. I'll just watch you sleep. Oh, oh. I watch you sleep with one foot beneath your blanket, and the blue light shines so thankfully on your face and on your perfect winter skin. Falling deep between the mattress and the wall, and the pillows start to fall. I know you hate that, but right now, well, I don't really care. And as I hold your hand and watch you sleep, well, you'll never know this moment. But for now, I'll just let it go. You start to move. I close my eyes and lay still as not to wake you. Typical me. And I hear you say you love me. Sounds so soft and distant. You're so distant. Oh, oh, oh. And as I hold your hand, I'll forever watch you. You'll never watch you sleep.
There's Shannon Corey, and you'll hear a couple more songs of her throughout the show. We're going to try to get one more tune in here before we take our first break, and it's a song that you'll probably hear on the island. It's my quartet doing 16 Tons. This is a recording of my old quartet in San Francisco doing a packed, sold-out show, and San Francisco was a lot of fun, so here's a live recording. We'll listen to that, then take a short break, and be back with more.
It's great to see all your smiling faces. And for Roadshow, it's great to be back here once again and couldn't wait to come back. We're going to do a song for you now that was popular in the 1950s. Is there anyone in the audience besides myself that's over 35? Anybody? Okay, good. This was made popular by a man named Tennessee Ernie Ford. Any idea what the song might be? 16 Tons.
Say a man is made out of mud, a poor man made out of muscle and blood, and skin and bones, with a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Say, but don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble, my middle name. Well, I was raised in a cave right by an old mama. Ain't no high-toned woman make me walk the line. 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
16 tons.
16
tons.
Yeah. You see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't. A lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper. Company store.
Company store. Company store.
The 59th annual Block Island Barbershop Quartet Festival is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and pleased to welcome also into our studio, our beautiful studio here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, Jim Hinthorn. Jim is representing the island and Helping Hands of Block Island Incorporated. That's the correct title, Jim?
That's correct, Mike.
Helping Hands Incorporated. Incorporated. And Helping Hands is the charity that we'll be working with this year. Every year for the past 59 years, we've had an island charity that we've helped support. And so far, we're very proud to say that we've raised over $250,000 for island charities. And this year, hopefully, we will continue with our good ways and raising funds. And Jim, welcome to the program. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
And you are an islander, as they say.
I am. We retired in 2007, 2008 from Connecticut, so we've been out there a few years.
And it's just older, so you don't remember whether it was 2007 or 2008.
That's correct, Mike.
Okay. So you've been out on the island full time. Where were you before that?
In Stamford, Connecticut.
Stamford, Connecticut. And what was your background? Were you an aeronautical engineer or a...
No, I started out at the University of Illinois one semester in aeronautical engineering, and then I dropped out, went into sociology. I was better suited for that.
There you go. You stayed with sociology. Okay.
I did.
So in Illinois, is that where you grew up?
Yes, a farming community called Hudson, Illinois, halfway between Chicago and St. Louis, population of 400.
Wow.
So with a year-round population at Block Island of a little over 1,000, you're in a big city.
You're right at home.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So you are our representative, as we say, on the island for this festival, and you've been doing a lot of the legwork for us. I'm stuck here on the mainland, but while you're out there, you've worked with the Chamber of Commerce, and you've worked with the churches, and a lot of things to get things rolling on, and we appreciate that. We're going to get a little bit more information about Helping Hands. What do they do?
Well, it was an organization that was started by one lady back in 2007. Her name is Elisa Hunt. She's no longer with us, but her husband Mike is still with us. And she worked out of a small closet at Harbor Baptist Church, and she felt that there was a need to provide food for year-round residents, particularly in the wintertime, because work and jobs are very, very scarce out there.
Sure, yeah.
So she started with a handful of her friends, got her other friends to volunteer and contribute money. And over the years, that today has morphed into a much larger organization with probably 40 to 60 volunteers. One of the things I do is I pick up pallets at the freight on the Block Island side and take it up to the church. There are people that do distribution. There are people that repack the food because it comes in boxes.
Sure.
So it's a really, really large organization. Currently with the, and it runs from generally November through May, the winter months. And it is for people that are really food challenged.
Sure.
And as I said, there's not a lot of work in the winter time.
Well, that's a great cause, and we're glad to have it. A lot of people don't think of those things when they think of Block Island. They just think of the summertime fun, and then, you know, if you're a working person on the island and it gets to be the cold weather, then this comes in very handy, I'm sure.
That's right, and the people really range from families that have children to seniors to everything in between. There's a lot of need. The last food distribution we did, we had over 100 family units, probably 30 wow. or so families, and other yep. single and elderly people. So it's there's definitely a need, and we really appreciate the support.
So if you're listening to the program and you can get to the show on Saturday night, we would appreciate your support, and you can always make a contribution anytime you'd like to Helping Hands Incorporated out on the island. And the website is what, Jim, for Helping Hands?
I don't know.
I think it's just a name, right?
Yeah, it really is. The organization is Helping Hands of Block Island, Inc.
Incorporated, okay.
Yeah, and you can go online and you can probably get that address. But
all right.
We do rely on people's generous contributions of their time. We don't get any federal funds or state funds or local funds, so our ability to buy food and distribute that food is based on the generosity of people and businesses that are on the island.
Right.
And I'd have to shout out to particularly Interstate Navigation, who comps the pallets that come over with the food. They don't charge us anything for that.
Wow.
Harbor Church doesn't charge us for the space where we distribute the food.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a lot of contributors, a lot of people participate in it and make it very successful.
Excellent.
And we're happy to have you guys come over, and Sean, and Shannon, and you, Mike, because the lion's share of the proceeds for this is going to go to Helping Hands. So we really view it as a fundraiser.
Right.
And we're very appreciative of your time and your commitment to this good cause.
Well, it's a lot of fun performing for the Island Group. It's the church is usually pretty well filled up, and Shannon and Sean haven't had that opportunity before to sing in the church. I know Sean was out a couple of years ago when we sang on the beach during the pandemic, but this is a little bit different. It's a great crowd. You're going to really enjoy it. And let's get to another piece of music. This one is going to be done by Shannon and Trade Secret. It's a very pretty song. And this is a recording of My Old Quartet doing this called And So to Sleep Again.
And so to sleep again.
Beautiful song that we can't wait to perform with Shannon. And Shannon, you've had a very interesting career all over the place. And this next song, you told me you wrote in Warsaw, Poland. Tell us about this one.
Well, I was living in Boston and teaching piano and just needed to take a couple weeks and focus on my singing. So I booked a vocal camp in Warsaw for 2 weeks and then went over
as
there.
As everyone does.
As everyone does. Well, I love traveling the world, so I was like, this sounds perfect. So I got to Warsaw. The camp was over. Went to a place called Haranda, which is an open mic jazz club in the middle of Warsaw. Sang one tune, and this wonderful guitarist said, "You're an American jazz singer." And I was like, "I am." He goes, "Stay in Poland. We'll book you gigs." So I ended up living there for a year and a half.
A year and a half.
I never
went home. A
couple
weeks turned into a year and a half.
Yes, and then obviously singing jazz, and I didn't get too much experience of that in America, so it was amazing. And then wrote a couple songs while I was there and recorded them.
And this is one, A Poor Little Boy.
Poor little boy, out on your own, can't see who you're hurting when you're standing alone. Poor little boy, this love isn't free. Now follow your heart, don't you worry about me. Bye. feet aren't enough. Poor little boy, I knew that we'd fall. Now follow the wind, don't you worry.
Beginnings of the Block Island Festival 59 years ago, actually, was my father's quartet, the Neptuners, took a boat ride and ended up singing on the docks, and everybody loved it and said, you've got to do a show tonight. So they put a show together, and then over the years, that kind of just built and built and built, and eventually the Narragansett Bay Chorus became part of that. And Sean, as president of the chorus, we want to tell people out there, if they're interested in singing, we have a place for them, right?
That's absolutely right. I mean, we take all experience levels. I mean, I myself literally walked in off the street with no experience. And
now you're a champion.
And now I'm a champion and the president. I mean, what can I say? But if anybody's interested and wants to learn more about four-part harmony and singing in a chorus environment, I strongly encourage them to check out our website, www.singnbc.com. There's plenty of information about us there, plenty of ways to contact us, and, you know, our rehearsals are open. We're always looking for anybody who's interested in singing. And if you don't know anything, don't worry about it. We'll teach you. They taught me.
So we'll figure it out, right?
We'll figure it out.
All right, that's Sing, singnbc.com. So check that out. Thanks, Sean. We're going to listen to one more tune before we take our next break. This is another song you'll probably hear on the island by my quartet. We recorded it about 10 years ago called On My Way to Heaven.
Well, I'm
on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. On my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. 'Cause the devil can't do me no harm, no harm.
Well, I remember the day that I found him. Well, I remember the day I made a start. I remember the time that I knelt at the altar, and it changed this poor boy's heart.
Well, I'm sanctified and holy, and I'm so glad. Oh, I'm sanctified and holy, and I'm so, oh, oh, glad. Sanctified and holy, and I'm so glad.
'cause the devil can't do me no harm. Well, there's no use telling me God's not living. There's no use to weave that evil spell. For I talk this morning to the great and mighty power, said he is alive and well. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Well, I'm so glad.
Oh, don't you know it?
I'm so glad. So glad
the devil he don't like it, and I'm so glad
the devil he don't like it.
I'm so glad,
'cause the devil can't do me no harm.
Oh no, no,
devil can't do me no harm. Don't you know well the devil can't do me no harm.
Helping Hands of Block Island Incorporated is the charity that the 59th Annual Barbershop Quartet Festival be sponsoring this year, and the representative from that group, Jim Hinthorn, who has been doing a lot of work on the island, is with us today. And Jim, you have made tickets available at several locations, right, if people are interested in buying tickets for the show?
Yes, Mike. Tickets will be available at three locations, the Block Island Chamber of Commerce, the Redbird Liquor Store, and the Island Bound Bookstore. And, of course, tickets will also be available the night of the event.
Right.
And that does start at 8 p.m. on July 22nd.
At St. Andrew Church. And so,
on Chapel Street.
You can get tickets in advance because you don't want to be blocked out. Years ago, we always sold out, and it was people were fighting to get in and so forth. And I, one quick story you'd appreciate, Jim. We used to have it at the Empire Theater, back at the old theater. People are familiar with the island. And when it was sold out, some of the kids and Anna from Aldo's is one that remembers doing this. She used to pile up milk crates in the outside the building near the windows, you know, the high windows they have, and the kids would all listen through the windows, the open windows, because they couldn't get into the show.
Yeah, so, I believe that.
Yeah.
And speaking of Anna, she is one of the corporate sponsors this year, and in the next few weeks I'll be talking with more businesses at Block Island because, as I said, we do rely on businesses and individual generosity of people to be able to buy all the food that we buy.
Right, you mentioned Ballads has already jumped on board.
Yeah,
lots of others.
Some real estate firms, just at the beginning of that, real estate companies. So it really is, the island is very supportive of itself.
Yes.
So we're pleased to have all these contributions.
Well, we thank all those people, and we look forward to a great show. I'm going to play one more song now that you'll hear my quartet probably do on the island. But before Jim goes, we're going to just say thank you for everything you've been doing, Jim. We appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. And as I said, a big thanks to WCRI and to the groups, Shannon and Sean, to your group. And Mike, we're looking forward to having you all out on the island.
Thanks, Jim. Here's a song called World on a String. Shannon, we're kind of running out of time here, but I do want to get one more song in from you.
Okay.
And this is a song called Bridges Burned.
Mm-hmm.
A little unusual. It's a cappella, but you.
It is just me. It's another Warsaw, Poland song, but I was experimenting with a voice live machine, which creates harmonies for you when you sing a melody. And then I went into the studio to record this three-verse tune and thought, I could probably sing all the harmonies myself. So it became a complete a cappella tune of my own.
Let's give it a listen.
Once upon a time you waited for the day when I would say, I will. places, searching for a dream, a dream that may just haunt me always, still sorry for so many things. Now heavy heart, it is the sinner who has to come to terms. Can't you hear my sadness calling a thousand miles of bridges burned?
Shannon, I love that song. That is very interesting. A cappella version of your own voice dubbed over itself.
Thank you.
That's very, very nice. So those of you that are listening, you got to get out to the Island Festival, which is going to be on July 22nd, 8 o'clock at St. Andrew Church. And tickets available at the Chamber of Commerce or the Island Bookstore or Red Bird Liquor. So $20 a piece, you can't beat it. You'll get to hear Nantucket Sound, Sean's Quartet, and we're calling it Sean's Quartet from now on. Right?
I like that.
Yeah, you like that. And then Shannon Corey will be there. She'll be doing some songs with my quartet, Trade Secret, as well as she'll be doing her own songs with Bob O'Connell on the piano. And that's something to look forward to. Don't miss it. Want to thank all the Island people that have helped make this possible. We stay at Island homes when the singers are out there. They're not paid for this. All of the proceeds are basically going to Helping Hands of Block Island Incorporated. But we do stay at people's homes. Jim Hinthorne, who was here earlier, he puts up several people at his house, and the Sistos and the Johnsons and LaFaro's in the past. Unfortunately, the Greenmans, who were the big sponsors of this over the years, Peter passed away a couple of years ago. We still miss him and wish him well in his beyond now of singing barbershop, which he used to do with me for many years. We want to thank you, Sean, for coming on, taking your time to be with us tonight.
Thanks for having.
As president of the Narragansett Bay Chorus, we have some things coming up, right?
We do. Our next, the chorus's next show will be at St. Gregory's in Warwick on September 9th. That's going to be a fun show. We'll be performing the 1st of October at St. Columba's in Middletown. That's an annual show for us. We do that show every year, and it's always a good time. If you check our website, www.singnbc.com, you'll see our schedule. Our big show every year is the Christmas show at La Salette. That's always a lot of fun.
That's going to be December 4th this year.
December 4th, that's correct.
And that usually pretty much sells out. So check the website, get your tickets early for that. That's a fun show. There are lots of quartets. Everybody just sings one or two songs just to have everybody on the show. We have Coastline Show Chorus last year, and we had Harmony Heritage last year, and lots
That's
of quartets.
Right.
And maybe we can convince Shannon to
maybe make just maybe.
You never know. We'll
maybe
see if we can work something out.
We'll see.
Shannon, you are appearing down the road. You frequently appear at a restaurant in Johnston, right?
Mm-hmm. My husband and I have a group called You and Everything, and it's a cover contemporary folk sort of situation, and we serenade you at Luigi's a couple times in the summer.
Luigi's
in Johnston, yep.
Luigi's in Johnston, yep. So check that out. Shannon has a very nice website. You can also check that out. It's just your name, right?
ShannonCoreyMusic.com.
ShannonCoreyMusic.com. So thanks to both of you for being here. We're going to close the show tonight with an Island favorite that I don't think you'll hear this year, but we have sung it many, many times in the past. It was a song written by a man named Arthur Penn, who actually lived on Block Island. And the story of this song is he was commuting to New York City. He was one of those Tin Pan Alley authors. And he wrote this song, didn't particularly like it, and threw it away. Mm. And someone in his office took it out of the trash and recorded it, and it became a hit for him. The song is a beautiful ballad sung by my old quartet Roadshow that you're going to hear now. It's called Smiling Through. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
There's a little brown road winding over the hill to a little white god by the sea. I wait while two eyes of blue come smiling through at me. There's a graylock or two in the brown of her hair. There's some silver in mine too, I see.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.